The director of the Motor Traffic and Transport Department, MTTD, of the Police Service, ACP Patrick Dusesapong, says 75% of road accidents are caused by human factors such as improper training, indiscipline, alcoholism, overspeeding, overloading, and unlawful overtaking. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, he said more than 6,000 accident cases have been recorded since January this year, leading to more than 1,000 deaths. This is an increase over that of last year. The MTT Director General called for attitudinal change and stricter laws to reverse the trend.
From January to the end of June, we recorded as many as 6,205 accident cases, which involve a total number of 9,645 vehicles and motorbikes. We also recorded as much as 1,386 pedestrians knocked down. Out of all these accidents that we are talking about, we've lost as many as 1,034 deaths, with as many as 5,302 injuries. This is the figures as end of June this year. The causes of the accident, we can categorize them into three groups: the human factor, mechanical, that's a vehicle, and engineering, that's the road. And when you talk of human factor, that is where most of the problem is. There's something we call unconscious driving. A driver may not be conscious of himself. So when it gets to the night and you are not very careful, especially when you are also too tight, the tendency that you feel asleep is higher, and therefore you may drive into a vehicle which is parked or into a pothole or whatever, leading to an accident. On the part of the human, we also have what is called indiscipline on the road. Drivers are not too disciplined. Some may drive not with the correct weight of lances. He may have more lances, but may be driving a very heavy truck so that he's not very competent in handling that vehicle that he's controlling. Unnecessary overtaking. Where a driver doesn't have to overtake, he will do it. Where he's not supposed to overspeed, he will do. After overspeeding, you have questioned them all the time that you need not run at a faster rate and you can see ahead of you, taking into consideration the environment in which you are driving and all that, but they will not do it. So they will overspeed. They will also overload their vehicle. And the more you overload the vehicle, the more heavier it becomes. And the mechanism that operates, that you operate with, they don't normally work as when it is very light, inexperienced on the part of drivers. Where there are a lot of potholes, some of them will slow down. Others will slow down, but will avoid the potholes. And if they are not lucky, they may meet an oncoming vehicle, which will lead to accident.
The vice chairman of the GPRTU, Robert Saba, blamed some of the motor accidents on substandard and inappropriate spare parts used by commercial drivers. He said some of the spare parts imported into the country are of poor quality.
Sometimes, we don't get, the proper spare parts that are fitted into the vehicle. Maybe the imported ones are all, sometimes not of any good quality. Therefore, sometimes when it picks them on our vehicles, these are some of the things that brings this sort of accident in our roads.
So why don't you just go for the right spare parts then?
Well, this is what I'm saying, that it is the importers who don't bring the quality.
I'm sure there are more than one importer. So I mean, if you identify the ones that are not bringing in the proper spare parts, then go to the ones that you think have the right.
It is very difficult to identify them because we all go to maybe the open market where you will not be shown where you can get quality spare parts. Sometimes, as human beings, somebody may, decide to overspeed at a point where he's not supposed even to speed. And the fatigue that, the officer spoke about, it is very true. As per the Road Traffic Regulation 2012-21, when you drive, for a period of continuously for 4 hours, you are expected compulsory to rest for 30 minutes. But ask yourself whether these things are done.
Do you come from the GPS? Do you do that?
Some of them do, but not
some
all.
Don't.
Yeah, some don't.
And you speak to the ones who don't. What reasons would
you give? It's difficult to identify those who don't.
So how do you know that some do and some don't if it's difficult to identify?
Yes, it's difficult.
So how do you
know
that?
Because those that I speak with, those that are advised, sometimes, after they are returned, they bring in this result that, when you decided to let me know of the patient and I rested for that 30 minutes, when I was traveling back, I had a smooth...
So does it mean that you don't really educate your members on some of
you? You see, in every society, there are mentions. We go to meetings, we tell them all right. Some will listen, some...
Do you have a means of monitoring to ensure that they adhere to some of the things?
Well, it is our station master who does the monitoring.
Do they do the monitoring?
They do.
And if someone is found culpable, what happens to that?
Well, we punish them in accordance compliance with our constitution. You can be suspended, you know, you can be fined. Mm-hmm. Your loading right can be withheld. Mm-hmm. You know, you can also be dismissed based on the gravity of the offense committed.